Good morning, folks. How are y'all doing? First of all, I want to welcome you to the 2010 Port Congress. I think we're going to have an excellent World Pork Expo. I think we're going to have an excellent World Pork Expo this year. I think you're going to see a lot more producers upbeat than we had the last 2 years. As you remember, last year H1N1 we were in the height of that. We didn't have as many people come. We didn't have very many foreigners come. This year, I expect a huge crowd. We're expecting around 15,000 people. We have over 400 exhibitors. We've got over 1,700 pigs in the open show this year. And along with that, I believe we're going to have somewhere between 23 to 27 countries coming. So we're expecting a lot more upbeat expo this year, which will be nice, as the last couple expos, things have been a little tough for the pork industry. We want to welcome you here. The two people I would like to introduce here is our president-elect from Wisconsin, Doug Wolf. Doug, would you please stand? And the other person I'd like to introduce is our vice president, R.C. Hunt, from North Carolina. These two young gentlemen and myself are the officer corps for MPPC, and if you need any of us to talk to or any other board member you'd like to do an interview, please get in touch with Dave or anyone back at Trilax. Again, I want to thank you coming for World Pork Expo, and we're looking to have an exciting time here at World Pork Expo this year. We've got several things we want to talk about. We're going to have several different board members come up and talk about, as they are chairman of those committees. But the one thing I would like to talk to you about is the 2012 Farm Bill. It just seems like we got done with the 2008 Farm Bill yesterday, but we're starting the 2012 Farm Bill. We put our committee together. It was approved by our board yesterday. And it consists of several board members plus other producers, plus we bring specialty people in to talk about things that we need a little more expertise on. We're concerned what may happen. As you know, USDA, DOJ has been having a series of meetings going around the United States. They had one in Ankeny, Iowa in March. They just had one in Atlanta last month, and they're going to be in Wisconsin this month. And then again in August, they're going to be in Colorado, and then they wrap up in Washington, D.C. in December. We have somebody going to every one of these meetings. I've been to one, and I'm going to a couple more. We're listening, we're learning, even though it's always not focusing on the pig business in each and every one of these, but we're listening and learning what's happening to other species. We are very concerned. We do not want our producers to be tied down. We want them to have the freedom to be able to sell their pigs. We don't need more regulation legislation that hinders them from selling their products. In conclusion, the other thing I forgot to mention was some contracts. We want to be able to make sure that producers are able to have contracts. Risk management is very important, and we want to be able to make sure that it doesn't hinder them in any way in this new farm bill. In conclusion, I just want to say over the last 3 years, our industry has had some of the worst times in history. And we want to make sure that the Farm Bill enhances the growth potential of our industry, and we are committed to help. So with that, is there any questions on the Farm Bill? All right. I thank you very much, and enjoy the show the next 3 days.